As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Menards, everybody.
Save big money at Menards.
In FM.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody.
10 to 2
on 104.3 The Score.
Cole, welcome to the party, pal.
Well, thanks for having me. I heard it was a big day, so naturally I dropped everything I had going on today, to be honest.
I'd love to. Let me just check my schedule.
What did you have going on today, Cole? Now I gotta know.
I had absolutely nothing going on, which is why I'm honest. Yeah.
I just remembered. My parents really want to have you guys over for dinner before you leave town. What about tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, they're making paella.
I don't think we can make it tonight, but we have plans.
What plans?
We have plans.
Where'd you get plans?
We have plans.
Well, see now, Cole, because you've complained a lot through the years about not being able to hear the score, and now that we have an FM signal, Cole, you can now hear the score all day, all the time, all you want. You can hear all the Bears hot takes you want.
When does Ben say, let the boy watch? Because you know he sees Bajent know this offense. And I'm not a loon. I know that the talent gap is insane.
Well, that's perfect. I'll make sure I blast that in the locker room. I'm sure guys will love that.
Your meatball collection?
Why are you trying to get us killed out here, Cole? Because, you know, we wouldn't get killed right now. But in years past, there may have been some moments where maybe the locker room doesn't like everything coming through our airwaves.
Well, as a matter of fact, wait a minute. Cole, you had said that you're not even in charge of the music. Who's in charge of the music in the tight end's room or in the offensive side? Side of the locker room?
In the tight end room specifically, it's Steven Carlson who runs the tunes, and he does a pretty good job. Except for, as Grody, I told you last time, except for when he likes to play The Weeknd. I'm just not a huge fan of that. But everything else I'm good with.
Stoked about The Weeknd? No.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
Whoa, 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 104.3, that's going to take some getting used to. Thank you for joining us. You know, I thought The Weeknd only called people when it's 5:30. It's the only time he'd be by your side. I still can't believe Cole Komet hates The Weeknd that much. We all have our thing.
He just doesn't prefer him.
Here's what I think. He and I talked about it a little bit. Like, because I'm with him, not just to go along with him.
Oh, you hate The Weeknd,
no,
too?
No, I don't. I do not, because their songs are undeniably catchy, some of their songs. So I could admit that, and I could also admit that they are full of talent. I could also admit that I understand why people like them. That doesn't mean I like them. I just don't think they're very inspiring from, like, a workout perspective or a sports perspective. It doesn't feel like they don't inspire me. They're not inspiring.
Well, here's part of the issue with The Weeknd too, and feel me out on this, Marshall, because I feel like The Weeknd went from that kind of stuff, like I only call you when it's 5:30 type of deal, to I can't live without your touch. And I was like, well, wait, what is it, The Weeknd? Right. Which one is it?
I think it's different songs for different people. By the way Mark just described The Weeknd, basically all I heard was, I'm not watching the halftime show because I don't like Bad Bunny.
Who said anything about Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny plays bangers.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying that Bad Bunny is soft.
No, I thought that's what you were saying.
No.
I love Bad Bunny.
You just projected on
me, love
man.
Anything that makes people mad. So if it's Bad
Bunny. Yeah, it does.
Gross, what's your thought on Bad Bunny for the halftime show?
I love Bad Bunny for the halftime show. I liked the whole, I watched the Grammys the other night and all the Bad Bunny. I finally got to watch the rest of it too on my DVR.
DVR'd the Grammys.
Felt so powerful fast forwarding through their 10-minute blocks of commercials.
And then the little tease so for 15 seconds of we're not in commercial, but we're about to go back to commercial.
I did with Bad Bunny. You know what I like about Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny's got some personality. So I love that.
Charisma.
Hosting Saturday Night Live was great. So yeah, I am all for Bad Bunny.
All right. Well, so we've got that going for us in the FM talk that we did replace 104.3
We're required
jams.
To do it.
But I will say this. If you are missing 104.3 jams, you can head over to our sister station, B96. You might be pleasantly surprised at the variety of music you hear on B. And in the meantime, we are happy to join you here on 104.3 The Score. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. And yes, you can still get our signal on 670, especially for everybody who lives outside of Chicago and, say, not behind a building that's tall and, you know, behind another building that's tall and maybe around a corner from another building.
Between two ferns.
We're very happy to have you join us today. 708 says, I honestly didn't recognize Layla's voice at first. Well, that's an interesting one. So I'm sure that will happen as well. 847, does Mark Grody know The Weeknd is a one person and not a they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we're getting there. Mark also once asked Cole Komet in a previous interview on the Take the North podcast, are the Counting Crows good? And I don't know that he gave you an answer that was sufficient.
His answer was just sort of like, yeah, why not? In other words, he doesn't really care one way or the other about the Counting Crows. Fair question, though, in terms of did I know that The Weeknd? Yes. Yes, I did.
Hate Counting Crows as much as he hates The Weeknd. I got it.
I don't hate The Weeknd.
No, I'm talking about Cole.
Oh, Cole Komet. Yeah.
I heard Mark Grody hates The Weeknd. That's what I heard.
I put it in the same category as I put Bruce Springsteen. If you need me to go older, that I respect Bruce Springsteen. The guy is great. He does wonderful things. His songs are undeniably catchy. I'm not a big fan, though, but I respect him.
All right. So we have that going for us, which is nice. We wanted to do something since we were all together, now that everybody is back in action. I'm sorry, people take time off when the football season comes to a close. You usually take a few days here and there. So that was me. And we'd been working on this for a while, and we wanted you to join us. We want to give out the Bears Award.
Yes.
Our Bears Award.
Ding, 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 ding.
There's music?
So you don't have to listen to me do sound effects for the next hour. Ding, congratulations,
ding.
Everybody.
My favorite is when Grody does the Law and Order ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
I don't know if it's much of a dink. It sounds like more cute when you do, like, your Law and Order's cute. It's like who stole somebody's eraser at school or something.
Ding, 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 ding.
Law and Order sound effect is more like who murdered a guy. But both are valid.
Killed the guy.
So, okay, we've got this lovely music, and here are our categories for the Bears Awards. I suggested Bears MVP, MVP honorable mention, because you probably know who the MVP is going to be, best offensive addition, best defensive addition. I'll add that to the list. I know, Ray, I didn't text these all at once. Player due to break out in 2026 on both the offense and the defense. Player who needs to improve or step it up in 2026. I think I said step it up. Like, you got to step it up out there. We're going to be motivational with our statements. The best surprise of 2025. The most Ben Johnson-like player. Best value player is a good one. And then I also had the submission of Glad They Called That Guy Award. So one where the Bears called that guy and you like what they brought to the team. And if you have your own awards, then you can also submit those to our text line. And you can call us, 312-644-6767. If you're wondering where we are on Twitch, we are at twitch.tv/thescorechicago. So you can join us on the Twitch mob chat over there as well. So we will start with, in our Bears Awards, do we want to call these something? Like the FM inaugural first annual Bears Awards of the award FM?
That
Bears?
Sounded
and
very
cut
loud.
Right there. She just said it. She just did it right
I
there.
I think that's it.
We need the drop.
I don't know how you fit it on a trophy, but we'll figure it out.
Please read it back to us.
I can't.
Guys.
I'll write it down.
Nice job.
Yeah. So
good work, everybody.
I hope somebody got my first annual joke in there. At least that was a thing. So, all right. Number one, Bears MVP. It's Caleb Williams for me. Shocker. I'm not shocked by this at all. He ended up with his postseason yardage and his running yards, the total yards from scrimmage for Caleb Williams, ended up being over 5,000. He was just shy of 4,000 passing yards for the regular season. I didn't even need it that much because I was so happy with what I saw out of the offense as a whole, which was also based largely on the run game. His completion rate was 58%. I don't care. Like that, I'm that. When it becomes an issue where it's losing you ball games, then I'll care. But for now, with this first year in the Ben Johnson offense, and when you see how many knee-jerk reactions and decisions have been made in the NFL for the teams who feel like they didn't get the quarterback question right, that means that that is the most important position on the team. It was the most crucial. The season was not going to work if Caleb Williams didn't improve, which he did. So overall MVP for me, it goes to the quarterback.
What's interesting about this question is every week on this show, Raheem Harrison Grody, on a Friday before game day, or excuse me, I guess on a Monday after a game day, we talk about who was the most valuable player in that game outside of Caleb Williams, because it's almost assumed that Caleb Williams would be the MVP, right? And so I did a deep dive, and my initial reaction was, of course it's Caleb Williams, but it's not.
Ooh.
It's not Caleb Williams for MVP. I'm going with the guy who is set to win the inaugural Protector of the Year award. The MVP of this team is Joe Tooney. Let me explain why. Caleb Williams did a good job. Caleb Williams improved over the course of the season. But you know who the rock was on this team from day one to the end of the season? It was Joe Tooney. Joe Tooney, the left guard, sometimes left tackle of the Chicago Bears, is the MVP of this team. Here's why. The offensive line had a major overhaul, and he was at the center of it, not literally, because that would be Drew Dahlman, because he plays center on the football team.
And go Drew Dahlman. You go, Glenn Coco.
Let me give you
Drew
this
Dahlman.
From Jack Andrade from NFL.com. In the regular season, the Bears led the NFL in success rate on run plays at 48.1% and averaged the second most yards before contact per carry, 1.8. That's according to Next Gen Stats. Tooney, whether you go by PFF or Next Gen Stats, zero sacks allowed all season on his 643 regular season pass blocking snaps, counting as the most logged by any player without a sack by Next Gen Stats. That shutout is more impressive when you take this into account. Caleb Williams, one of the best playmakers when he has extra time to throw, had the longest average time to throw among qualified passers at 3.2 seconds per play during the regular season, and threw more passes on extended dropbacks, 94, and scramble plays, 79, than any other player. Joe Tooney wasn't perfect, but he was close to perfect. And I think without him, the Bears don't have the success they had in the running game, having the third best rushing attack in all of football. Caleb Williams has more than the 24 sacks, down from 68 in his rookie season. He is the rock, and where he goes, teams win. Check the resume. He's a future Hall of Famer, and Joe Tooney was the most valuable player on the Bears.
That's a really well thought out answer, a good answer. So I guess I'm going to have to use all of my bullet points to tell you why I agree with Layla Rahimi that Caleb Williams is the MVP of the Chicago Bears. I love the Tooney thing, though. But Caleb Williams, seven fourth quarter comebacks, broke Eric Kramer's single season pass record, elite passes of consequences, for example, 25 yards to DJ Moore with 148 left in a playoff game against the Packers, 14 yard pass to Cole Kmet against the Rams where the ball actually traveled 51.2 yards in the air, a 46 yard pass to DJ Moore in overtime against the Packers in week 16, week 15 against the Browns, a 22 yard pass to DJ Moore for a touchdown. And all of that that I just mentioned right there, that was all in a month period at the end of the season. I didn't even go through some of the elite stuff in the middle and earlier in the season. So I am going to go with Caleb Williams as your most valuable player for the Chicago Bears in 25-26.
Guys, I hear you. I just want to say consistency is king. And before Caleb was doing all of that, Joe Tooney's play allowed them to even be in that position.
So we have like eight questions here, and I was like, I don't know, guys. I don't know if we're going to get through all these in a certain amount of time.
We'll be
so
fine.
We're going to try. Yeah, you say that, and yet here we are after one question.
Yeah, Marshall.
We have more coming up here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Our Bears Awards continue. 104.3 The Score. Guys, you were supposed to yell at me. You didn't yell at me.
No, you were too busy yelling at Marshall.
I'm just listening.
Because you're like, we'll be fine. I'm like, it took us 20 minutes to get through one question.
It wasn't 20 minutes. It was 7 minutes. I'm counting.
If we have to do this the whole show, I'm in for Bears Awards. How often have we done this? And has this ever been done on The Score? I don't think so. This is a great idea, Layla. Yeah, I'm all for
it. We've never talked about FM. The Bears on The Score.
No, well, I'm talking about awards, doing something this, like multiple sections of a show being devoted to how good the Bears are.
Oh yeah, my these are base, and even the question where we say the step it up, like you need to step it up. We're not even saying that you were that bad. We're just saying you need to step it up.
Yeah, there's a little push, a little shove.
And I'm raising my eyebrow at you disapprovingly. Enough him. Yes, Ray.
As Layla said, this is, I went back and I got the whole title of this award show.
God.
It is the quote, the FM inaugural first annual Bears Awards FM.
All right, so we'll figure that out.
Very digestible.
Did I hear another Bears in there? Were there two Bears?
FM Bears.
Two FMs.
All right, we'll figure it out. Okay, I like it. I think it's catchy. We can put it on a trophy and a t-shirt, and people will 100% read the whole thing.
What would a Bears Dundee be called?
I think we figured it out.
A Bearsy.
A Bears Dundee. That's a good question. We've got to be at a Chili's in order to have a Bears Dundee.
I feel George in this Chili's tonight.
I need a Dundee? A quesadilla explosion salad.
How about the one where Pam got wasted?
That was the Dundees, funny. Yeah.
Well, it's one of the, because there's multiple Dundees.
Fair enough,
that's
yes.
The one.
That's the one, yeah. I think of, the okay. One at the Chili's.
Yes.
So, okay, next time it's at a Chili's, and we will continue this next. We are Raheemi Harris and Grody on 104.3 The Score. You can follow us at The Score Chicago. If you're wondering, hey, where's our 670 The Score moniker? We are now just The Score Chicago because we're still on 670. We know that 104.3 only goes so far distance-wise, but it is much easier to hear in the city. So that's a team. You get two signals together, and then you're more powerful. So it's at The Score Chicago, not only on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheScoreChicago, but we are that on Twitter. We are that on Facebook as well. And you can call us and text us, 312-644-6767. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Our producers, Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. We also have Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. So coming up next, we'll continue our awards with the name that I cannot say and will not say again. Next.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemi Harrison Grody.
The great Kevin Harlan.
I just pulled through the Taco Bell drive-thru, and I've got a couple of big, nasty Supreme burritos right here waiting to be. You know, the first thing they ask you now, are you using the app? The app? No, I just want my burritos. I don't want to use an app. Bring a lot of mild sauce, because I'm going to squirt it all over the place.
Put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby.
Raheemi Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on The Score.
All right, we are back with Ray. What was the title?
That's right, Layla. We are back here at the FM inaugural first annual Bears Awards. FM Bears.
Okay, so we're continuing in our awards. We said MVP, and then we want to do MVP honorable mention. And I was essentially inspired by how the NBA gives out awards, because Similar to me giving the MVP to the most important position on the Bears, the one who also helped the team win and advance in the playoffs, then you're going to leave out very talented people. So that's why the NBA decided to have more categories. So MVP honorable mention is how I put it. And for me, it is Joe Tooney. As you mentioned, Marshall, you went on talking about all of his accolades. So I'll just give you the winning resume of Joe Tooney. And while you wouldn't think necessarily that an offensive lineman would have that winning resume, I would call this a statistically significant amount of data. Won the AFC East in Super Bowl in 2016. This is when he was with the Patriots. Won the AFC East and made the Super Bowl in 2017. Won the AFC East and the Super Bowl in 2018. Won the AFC East in 2019. 2020, he missed the playoffs, but you know I don't consider the Bears making the playoffs that year real, so I don't care. Kansas City won the AFC West in 2021, AFC West in Super Bowl in 2022, AFC West in Super Bowl in 2023, AFC West made the Super Bowl in 2024, won the NFC North in 2025. But that really just indicates how when you have somebody who's that consistent and that reliable, how much of a difference they can make on the offensive line. When you have somebody who can make you feel that much better, and then you stack him up next to Drew Dahlman, who would be my third in this category, and then also Jonah Jackson, who, credit to him, had a very good season, especially for a lot of people's concerns the year before. It's Joe Tooney for me. And when you consider how he's protecting everybody, then that also adds to it. His pass protection rate was also very high, you know, 87.7 on the pass blocking. So, yeah, that's why I consider Joe Tooney to be at least the MVP honorable mention when it comes to how he has helped this team.
Nine times that man has made the playoffs in 10 seasons. That's enough said for him. That's why he was my MVP. Honorable mention. Give it to Caleb Williams. And if you want to know why Caleb Williams is the MVP because you didn't watch any Bears, well, first of all, shame on you for not watching the Bears in their best season in I don't even know how long. But also, if you want the reasons, use the Odyssey app. Go to the rewind feature and go back to the first segment where Mark Grody, he lays it out perfectly.
Caleb. Yeah. My MVP honorable mention is different. It is Kevin Byard. I am going Kevin Byard. 7 interceptions in 17 games on a defense, which statistically, numbers-wise, wasn't very good, so you had to have that. He also had 8 pass deflections, a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro, 93 tackles on the season, and he was a rare combination of leader, as in the one that led by example, which you hear seemingly most of the time, but also led with his voice. Voice and action, that is, and that doesn't always team up for leaders in locker rooms, and it did this year for Kevin Byard, my honorable mention.
So the next one we had on this list is best offensive addition. So since I mentioned Joe Tooney already, I didn't want to be redundant. And no, if you're really judging award processes, I don't know what to tell you, because you could also argue that Joe Tooney was the best offensive addition, but they're different awards, so I'm doing this differently. And in that case, for me, it is the next dude on the line. It's Drew Dahlman. Because when you consider how crucial the center position is to the rhythm of the offense, how many, quote, hidden yards, end quote, were given up by the Bears when it came to problems with the quarterback and center snap exchanges, or the false starts, for example, or just understanding the fulcrum that the center is on this line. Drew Dahlman was consistent. Yes, there were a couple of issues here and there when it came to miscommunication on a snap or two. That's going to happen in the league. That's not exclusive to him. And when you consider the rate of what was occurring before, this is night and day. And I feel like there's a reason why the cadence improved. It wasn't just incumbent on quarterback. You have teammates who can help you improve that. We saw how that got used as a weapon later on. All of that relies on timing with your center. For that reason, and how we saw the shape of the run blocking occur, when you saw it look like a V, that means center was getting out in front. When you saw the shape of the pocket and you noticed how in the center it looks like an actual U, that means your center is blocking well. So Drew Dahlman is my best offensive addition.
Well, you know who my best offensive addition is based on who my MVP was. It is, in fact, Joe Tooney. But since we're going to spread it out a little bit, spread the love.
You don't have to.
How about, well, I'll do it.
because I do want to recognize someone. Otherwise, we're going to have him on stage holding up a whole bunch of Grammys or whatever our awards are called, like for shorthand. Do we have a shorthand name for our awards?
Well, somebody else suggested the Michael Scott's Dunder Mifflin Scranton Meredith Palmer Memorial Celebrities Rabies Awareness Pro-Am Fun Run Race for the Cure. So there's always that one as well.
That's more of a longhand. I was looking for like a one-worder.
They made a check out to science.
What about the Bearsies?
The Bearsies? Okay, Bearsies. Bears. I can go with Bearsies. So this Bearsies going to go actually to the first Chicago Bear to lead the team in receiving as a rookie since Willie Gault did it back in, what, 1983, I believe? That's Colson Loveland. There was so much talk about Colson Loveland because it was either Loveland or Warren in a lot of people's minds in terms of getting a playmaker in the first round. And, of course, Tyler Warren was drafted 14th overall. Meanwhile, Colson Loveland went 10th overall. And for the first half of the season, it's like that meme. I'm not going to lie. In the first half, you had us because you thought Tyler Warren was going to be maybe a better player. But let me tell you something. The way that Colson Loveland came on, he had more touchdowns, 6, than Tyler Warren over the course of the season. 12.3 yards per reception, which is more than the 10.8 for Tyler Warren. And I know Tyler Warren was having some issues with his quarterback once Daniel Jones went down. But Colson Loveland cannot be denied in terms of how good he was down the stretch. And I think big things are popping. But again, he was the Bears' leading receiver with 713 yards.
I'm with you. The answer for the best offensive addition is Colson Loveland. I'll even fill it in for you on the Tyler Warren part. So as you mentioned, Loveland, 193 yards. He had 906 yards total with 6 TDs. And you look at Tyler Warren, 817 yards with 4 touchdowns on the season. So Loveland did pass him up statistically, if you guys need that. He also had 100, and I'll start from the end and go towards the beginning with Colson Loveland. That man had 193 combined pass receiving yards in 2 playoff games. That is huge, man. And I know that's what you ultimately expect over the number 10 overall pick in the draft, but it didn't feel like early on he was going to get there this year. But he is their best receiver and so their best offensive addition.
So you included the playoff games in your total yards, right?
That's what. Difference.
Okay,
that's,
I'm just making sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, those 2 games.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So next up on the Bearsies is player due to break out in 2026, and we have offense and or defense. But the person who came to mind immediately for me was Kyler Gordon. So I go defense first because he was on injured reserve for a second time this year. We saw the difference that he made in both playoff games. And we have to go back, I think, to his amazing 2024, too, when you consider just what he was able to do for this team. And when I think about his performance in 2024, just coming off the blitz, how talented he was, how Dennis Allen named him and him only when he talked about getting ready to coach this Bears team and what he wanted to see. I just think he had a breakout season then, so it stands to reason that if he's healthy, even though he still missed 2 games in 2024, that he would be able to have another breakout in this next season. I don't expect him to be on the injured reserve twice next year. And in 2024, he had 75 tackles, started 13 of 15 games, 5 passes defensed, 76 Pro Football Focus grade. That was 20th among all corners. So I have every reason to believe defensively for me it's Kyler Gordon breaking out in 2026.
I'm going to go to offense, and I'm going to go to the guy that I can just see all of the potential, and you saw flashes, and the flashes were good. Give me Luther Burden III.
Mm-hmm.
This man led the team in yards per target, if you don't count Caleb Williams, who led the team in yards per target because he wasn't targeted very often, Caleb Williams. 10.9 yards per target for Luther Burden III. Understand this. His catch percentage, 78.3, was also the highest catch percentage on the team if you don't count Caleb Williams, whose catch percentage was 100%. Again, limited sample size there. He was simply electric with the football in his hands, and he had a habit of no matter where he caught the ball, he could be at a standstill when he catches it. He's going to get more yardage.
And that is a DJ Moore-like trait, which I think will continue as he gets more experience and gets more comfortable in this offense. But I love the electricity Luther Burden III brings, and I expect more electricity in the 2026 season.
See, now I kind of thought, and we're just kind of haggling over the rules, that he did have a breakout year. That I thought Luther Burden, I guess depending on how you define it, that he became maybe the second most important receiver on the team this year behind Colston Loveland. So
I expect him to be a 1,000-yard receiver.
That's more of the breakout definition, like where you have the Pro Bowl type year.
You give him
1,000 yards will lead the team.
Yeah. It would. Yep. Nobody got to that.
Yeah. So did you say would be far and away the team leader in receiving?
Did you say this is and or? Because I have one for offense and defense.
I just decided to go with the quickest one in the interest of time. But you can do and or because Luther was my offensive guy.
Okay. So. I'll fly through both of them. One is outside of the box that will probably surprise people. Player due to break out in the 2026 defense. Ready for this? This is kind of a prediction too. Shamar Turner of the torn ACL in Week 8 against Baltimore. It was a rough year for the rookie. There's no doubt about it. But he was a second-round pick for a reason. Guy has a big-time motor, can play multiple positions on the defense. I was high on him when they drafted him. I remain high on Shamar Turner. Player due to breakout on offense quickly is, almost by definition, is Rome Odunze, the 9th pick of the 2024 draft. 661 yards this year, 6 TDs in 12 games. He did miss the final 5 games with the foot injury, but too many drops, has not yet lived up to expectations. He almost has to have a breakout year next year.
All right, we have more here on the FM inaugural first annual Bears Awards, FM Bears Awards. So coming up next here on 104.3 The Score with Raheemy Harrison Grody, we will continue. Player who needs to step it up in 2026. And if we can get to the other categories that I think are pretty special and fun, we'll do that next.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 to 2 on 104.3 The Score.
The Dundee!
Best Dundies ever.
Hey, speaking of the Dundies, NFL Network is on in here, and Kevin from The Office, Brian Baumgartner, is apparently a big Packers fan. I don't know if I could like him as much anymore. You're not at a Chili's. You're on 104.3 FM, The Score, FM Bears. And this is the FM inaugural first annual Bears Awards FM Bears, a.k.a. the Bearsies. So we continue with the player who needs to step it up in 2026. Marshall, why do I have the feeling you and I are going to have the same person?
It's highly likely.
Does his name rhyme with Dio Odengbo?
Actually, we have different people.
Whoa, we have different people.
Yes.
Now, it's not Dio's fault he got hurt. So let's be a little considerate when it comes to just the obvious issues. But the reason you're clamoring for, I don't know, Trey Hendrickson, Max Crosby, somebody, Myles Garrett. I'll just add Myles Garrett to the mix. No, the Bears are not trading for Myles Garrett. I don't know, maybe, but I sincerely don't think that's happening. But the point is, the reason why all those names are floating around in your head is because the Bears pass rush, despite being pricey, didn't do enough. And the Bears paid Dio Odengbo based on his pressure number, and they are hoping that his sacks are going to live up to that pressure number that he had. His 25 numbers, unfortunately, because he ended up on injured reserve with the Achilles, 9 solo tackles and 1 sack. So I think it's kind of cheating in a way, because I have a feeling that if he's healthy, he will be stepping it up. But when you consider that by average annual value of the salary, he is fifth highest paid on the team. Dyer Odangbo's got to be the one to step it up in 26.
I don't disagree with Dio, but I think I'd maybe give him a pass because he was injured.
Fair enough.
I will say, even though he missed time at the end of the season, Rome Odunze led the Bears in targets. Led the Bears in targets with 90. He caught 44 of those balls. Even if you're not good at math, you could probably figure out that's less than half of the targets. 48.9% catch rate. You know who was underneath him in that category? Devin Duvernay. That's it.
Devin Duvernay was a big leader in field position with special teams.
Yes, he contributed in other ways. Here's the rub. He led the team in yards per touch with 15 yards per touch. But if you can't catch the football, does it even matter? Catch the football, Rome. In traffic, that's what you get paid to do, is make the difficult catches, the first down catches, the touchdown catches. And I know everybody's thinking about a specific end zone opportunity wasted at the beginning of the Bears' last game of the season on that first drive. So Rome Odunze is my guy. You just got to step up. I mean, Ben Johnson said it at the end of the season, catch the football.
It's a good one. Layla, you thought you had a match with Marshall, but no, you and I are the match.
We're the match.
We're the match.
Match game.
Dio Odangbo, 3 years, $48 million. They sold him to us saying that this guy does a lot. He's disruptive. He can get to the quarterback, but you could pop him inside. He's a disruptor. He's tall. He's athletic, and he is all of those
things. Did they like him, or was he just tall?
Maybe that's all it really was. Like Tyler Bray. Tyler Bray was a backup quarterback to Mitch Trubisky, and all I could tell you about Tyler Bray is that he was tall. He was 6'6". Ask Emma. We would both sit there and be like, what does he do? Oh, he's tall.
That's a popular meme among a lot of women dating memes. You know, do I like him or is he just tall?
Dio Odangbo is the guy, as you said, Layla, the one sack, and I think they even took away a half a sack at one point in time. So
that's insulting.
It is.
They took away 50% of that man's sack.
And, look, of course, the torn Achilles tendon, you got to have some sympathy for that. You have to add that in. But he did play eight games. He did play eight games.
Are you saying that as a positive?
No, I'm saying that, like, I'm looking at what, it's not like he got injured in the first five games of the year.
Yeah.
He played more than, or about a half a season of football this year and was not productive. He was very early, and then it was like, where's Dio Odangbo? We might need a little bit more from him. So he is my answer, Dio Odangbo.
All right, so best surprise of 2025. And for me, it is Luther Burden for surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Because you don't hear the woman singing.
Yes.
And then the chorus, surprise, surprise. I'm not going to do it because it's going to sound as terrible as the name of the award that I created.
It is FM, Layla. You need to sing and perform.
No, one thing at a time. We're easing into the FM thing. I can't stop saying 670 The Score anyway. So there it is. It's Luther Burden. And simply because there was the mystique around Luther Burden. Like, oh, what happened at Missouri? Oh, you know, like, he's injured. He's going to miss a lot of the offseason program. No block, no rock. Luther Burden's like, watch this block. Then he's like, watch me catch this rock. Then he's like, watch me catch these rocks for first downs and such. And then he's like, oh, am I one-on-one against some dude on third down and I catch this ball and still need 5 yards of rack to make this happen? And yak. And guess what? He's going to do that too. So as much as I knew the Bears were happy about him and they were thrilled to get him at the position they did get him in the draft, he still had a little bit of a circuitous path to get to the dude who I think they thought he was going to be. So pleasant surprise for me. It's Luther Burden.
Big surprise. Pleasant surprise. Just surprising. How about the 233rd pick in the NFL draft? Kyle Manungai out here. What? You guys don't like me because I was drafted in the seventh round and you're talking about all these other guys the Bears could have had? Watch this. That man played in every game this season. He ends up with 169 rushes for 783 angry yards. That's 4.6 a pop, by the way. He gets 5 touchdowns in the rushing game. And he also does some work as a receiver, catching 18 balls for 164 yards. Just an impressive performance. What they did against the Eagles on Black Friday doesn't happen without his 22 carries for 130 yards and a touchdown. And then he one-ups that
earlier when he has 26 carries for 176 yards in that thriller against the Bengals. It's Kyle Manunga.
All right, this is going to be a little different here, guys, and I will have to explain myself, and I'll do it quickly. My biggest surprise of 2025 turns out to be Cairo Santos, because I didn't know if he was going to make it this year. Rough from the start for Cairo. He had to overcome a lot. Missed the 50-yarder against Minnesota. Failed touchback that he got called out for on that. When kickers struggle, I have, and I'm part of it, zero patience. Cut him. Give me Jake Moody. We were all entertaining those possibilities, but he recovered in a big way. The big 51-yarder in Vegas to keep the Bears close at the time. He also had four field goals in that game against the Vikings in week 11, 4 of 5 that day. And finally, and there's more, but in the name of time, remember, this was really impressive, one of the most impressive kicking performances I've seen. He pantsed his counterpart, McManus, of the Packers in the playoffs, 3 for 3 on field goals, featuring a 51-yarder, while McManus was missing extra points and field goals.
All right, so for the final category, I want to do the Glad They Called That Guy Award. Mm. And it really is inspired by the Billy Madison. When Billy Madison calls Steve Buscemi, and then he says, "Glad I called that guy." So you don't know that you need that person as much as you do, but then you realize that they might save the entire movie for you. So glad you called that guy. My Glad the Bears Called That Guy Award goes to CeeDee Gardner-Johnson.
I'm a little surprised you went that direction.
And I'm calling him CeeDee because he asked to be called CeeDee, and we don't name ourselves, so you might as well get one when we ask you what you want to go by. And the reason I say him and not Nashawn Wright necessarily is because Nashawn Wright even came in with a little more of an understanding than CeeDee did. CeeDee was a really glad they called him off the street type of dude, and frankly kind of fits into the Billy Madison theme here a little bit. He ended up being way more useful on this team than I think anybody realized. Dependable to the point where when he wasn't playing, we missed him and talked about how he was missed on the defensive side of the ball in the secondary. He totally redeemed himself. It's like Dumb and Dumber when he got the scooter. He went from being the guy the Bears punched in the face twice in a season to being the guy who people say, well, if he were on the field, would that have gone differently for the team? So, way to redeem yourself, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. I'm glad the Bears called that guy.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
My guy is a guy who had a very brief stint with the Bears. It's Jake Moody. I'm glad they called that guy because Cairo Santos was hurt and was hurting, and we didn't know what his situation was. And he only kicked in 2 games for the Bears. But you're telling me you sure they would have won that game against the Commanders in Washington without him?
You sure about that?
You sure about that? This man came up with 4 field goals on 5 attempts. He also hit 3 of those field goals, were 40 yards plus, and he had an extra point made, and they needed every single one of those points because they won the game by 1 point. It's Jake Moody, who, of course, took that time with Chicago and parlayed it with a full-time job with the Commanders, because they remembered.
Somebody has to give a little support to Nashawn Wright. This guy was in practice squad hell when the Bears scooped him up and ended up, unfortunately, needing him. And then he goes out there and was around the ball constantly with interceptions, fumble recoveries, forced fumbles, sometimes was not great in coverage, but also had many moments where he was good in coverage this year. So I'm glad they called that guy, Nashawn Wright.
He stopped
Man,
the tush
I'm
push.
Glad I called that guy.
He stopped the tush
Stopped
push.
The tush push.
Like, are they even going to talk about it as much at the meetings now that you saw a guy stop the tush push by himself?
See, Nashawn changed football, and he's going to get $50 million. Somebody. There's another question there. Is he coming back to the Bears? No. Not for $50 million.
We'll do the how much are you paying that guy award later on. So that concludes the FM inaugural first annual Bears Awards FM Bears.
Nice job.
AKA the Bearsies.
On what? Ray, on where?
On 104.3 The Score. Ray, thank you for transcribing that. I'm sorry, and I owe you money. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody, I feel like we can observe, we can sip our tea, we can kind of put our fingers together, wiggle them together and meet them like Mr. Burns does, because what the hell's going on in Minnesota? It deserves an examination. And stop us when you've heard some of these scenarios before. Spiegel and Holmes had a really compelling interview. We're going to examine it and break it down next.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.